Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 12th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sirolimus-eluting iron bioresorbable scaffolds versus everolimus-eluting stents for percutaneous coronary intervention. A randomized trial, Ironman 2. The novel thin-strut sirolimus-eluting iron bioresorbable scaffold demonstrated safety and efficacy in a prior non-randomized first-in-human study. The Ironman 2 trial, a prospective multi-center randomized study, directly compared this bioresorbable scaffold with contemporary metallic cobalt chromium everolimus-eluting stents. This head-to-head comparison addressed the clinical need for advanced percutaneous coronary intervention devices in patients with coronary artery disease. Article number 2. Myocardial amyloid burden in transthyretin amyloidosis. Cardiovascular magnetic resonance extracellular volume reflects myocardial amyloid, establishing its role as a quantitative measure. This characteristic means it provides a framework for disease staging and therapeutic planning in transthyretin amyloidosis. The study confirmed the utility of defining calibrated thresholds and evaluating the diagnostic and prognostic value of this non-invasive measure. Article number 3. Timing of mortality benefit in outcomes trials in transthyretin amyloidosis. Therapies for transthyretin amyloidosis with cardiomyopathy, including transthyretin stabilizers and silencers, demonstrated a clear mortality benefit in three previous randomized trials. The current study rigorously evaluated the time course of this mortality benefit, which had often appeared delayed. Understanding this precise time course provides critical information for optimizing clinical use and guiding future trial design. Article number 4. Effect of acoramidis on recurrent and cumulative cardiovascular outcomes in ATTRCM, exploratory analysis from Attribute CM. Acoramidis, an approved oral therapy for transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, achieves early and near complete 90% transthyretin stabilization. In the Phase 3 ATTRIBUTE-CM study, acoramidis significantly reduced the composite endpoint of all-cause mortality, or first cardiovascular-related hospitalization. This finding demonstrates acoramidis's effectiveness in improving recurrent and cumulative outcomes for patients with transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. Article number 5. Macrophage PRMT9 ameliorates acute myocardial infarction by promoting symmetric dimethylation and degradation of STAT1. Macrophage PRMT9 ameliorates acute myocardial infarction by promoting symmetric dimethylation and degradation of STAT1 protein. This mechanism directly modulates M1-like macrophages, which are known to exacerbate myocardial injury through excessive secretion of inflammatory cytokines during myocardial infarction. The finding establishes PRMT9 as a novel and specific therapeutic target for acute myocardial infarction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.